I wanted to examine it more closely, but I didn't go too near. With my notions of archaeology, I tried to imagine the degree of civilization of the creatures who had leveled the mountain and had erected those shining surfaces. The Egyptians might have done it, but their workmen did not use this strange material. It was sure that its architects belonged to a more advanced race than my own. Then I noticed that the cosmic dust covering the plateau and the meteor scratches ended unexpectedly in a wide circle enclosing the small pyramid, as if there was an invisible wall to protect it from the destructive effects of time and the meteor bombing. Garnet's shouting voice in my earphones had been calling for some time, so I went to the edge where he was waiting and beckoned to him to join me. I went back to the circle, but did not want to trespass, so I threw a small stone at a shining enigma. The stone gently hit the surface of that invisible spherical force field and fell to the ground. I realized that what I was looking at had nothing to do with the ancient past of my race. It was not a building, but a machine with an auto-protection system which had challenged eternity, a system consisting of forces probably still operating. Maybe these forces were radiation, and maybe I had come too near.